This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
October 6th Day was celebrated in Austin, Texas. That's right. United Nations Peace Day, a celebration of complete hypocrisy.
It is so critically important that we join with the United Nations effort begun in 1981 to declare this day the day of peace and to recognize and celebrate the 11 days of global unity beginning on September 11th. And whereas the International Day of Peace challenges all people of the world, to consider what it means to be human and to rededicate themselves to our shared humanity. Now, therefore, I, Steve Adler, Mayor of the City of Austin, Texas, do hereby proclaim September 21st of the year 2016 as Peace Day in Austin, Texas.
The same United Nations fomenting the growing possibility of World War III as Russia is demonized rather than met with diplomacy simply because they will not bend to the will of globalism.
Bilateral relations have taken a turn for the worse for the U.S. and Russia. Moscow has suspended an agreement on the disposal of surplus weapons-grade plutonium. The Kremlin said unfriendly acts by the U.S. towards the Russian Federation pushed President Vladimir Putin to sign a decree halting the agreement, which came into force in 2010.
In the face of none of these atrocities, has Russia expressed outrage, nor has it demanded investigations, nor has it ever called for a Saturday night emergency consultation in the Security Council? And a year ago, at the UN General Assembly, Russia decided to join the Assad regime, escalating the conflict, and perhaps worst of all, itself adopting some of the regime's worst practices.
That's all to confuse the public that we, our government, gave a bunch of weapons in Syria, in Libya, a bunch of other places to Al-Qaeda to make those countries be failed states. Our governments collectively put them there. That's the big enchilada. That's the 20 trillion pound elephant in the room. That's the dead dog, you know, under the floorboards that's stinking the house up. This is the issue. And if the governments of the world can get away with this, they can pretty much just say 2 + 2 = 100.
You know, the same United Nations with peacekeeper forces that routinely rape the children they are there to protect.
It's doing everything we possibly can to assist the victims, to bring accountability and justice for them.
The same United Nations that is on the verge of crossing the threshold on the ratification of the Paris Climate Pact, which under UN Agenda 2030 will tax every human activity and force humanity into densely packed megacities under UN control. The same United Nations gradually taking control of your local police force under the Strong Cities Network to establish a global New World Order police state. The same United Nations that wants to replace the natural world with a genetically modified one. Yeah, that United Nations. Oddly enough, the host of this hypothetical UN Peace Day was clueless of the United Nations Agenda 2030.
I'm afraid I'm not familiar with 2030.
If you weren't aware of it already, Agenda 2030 is a ramp-up of the totalitarian Agenda 21, intended to accelerate the New World Order system, with major changes beginning in 2018. Meanwhile, populism is sweeping the planet, and the anxiety festering amongst the globalists is rising. A Bloomberg chart documents the usage in terms like uncertainty, fear, risk, worry, destabilize, and tensions, among others. From the meeting of the UN Agenda 2015 Assembly until the latest UN Agenda 2016 Assembly. And it's as blatantly obvious as the UN Agenda's supposed Peace Day, which appears inviting on the surface. But anyone taking the time to read Agenda 2030 will quickly come to the conclusion that the United Nations is nothing less than an arm of the globalists creating a new world order hell on earth. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Absolutely. That is what it was set up to do. We'll be back. Stay with us.
In the these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold-silver IRA.
A private storage gold-silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold-silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
And others who are kind of at the very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign in ways or even the recent choices of campaign management.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle, as we've been chronicling here. Jones is the conspiracy theorist and creator of the fringe website InfoWars.
Do you also know that Hillary Clinton uses a wheelchair? Her personal vehicle has had to be outfitted with a wheelchair lift because she is not a person who can actually walk. She secretly uses a wheelchair all those times you think you've seen her walking. She hasn't been walking. Did you know that?
Hillary Clinton has been on the campaign trail for 18 months. Her energy staggers me. I have a hard time keeping up with her.
The historical first in electing the first conspiracy freak president. He's not pivoting for presidential. He's pivoting to Alex Jones. He's pivoting to crazy.
Was Hillary wearing an earpiece during last night's presidential forum? That is the pilot, the captain of America's conspiracy theory mothership. Alex Jones.
You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex? The plan was so simple. All Hillary had to do was open a jar of pickles, and the White House would be all ours.
You're going to be part of the conspiracy now. You realize
I'm
right?
I'm going to try and do my best.
Alex Jones is going to be all over you.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, here we go.
Here it is. Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, no. Oh, there was a
they're all in on this total conspiracy theory that literally came from InfoWars.
First of all, Hayes, I'll get you for this segment. It may take years and cost thousands of lives, but I'll get you for this.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The New World Order sends its regards.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And it matters because it's not just the kook fringe. It's not just the sort of remunerative conspiracy theory world of that part of the conservative media machine. It's not even just wacky people who have made their way into Republican politics at a surprising height. This is now the top of the Republican ticket.
It's time to wake up and get outside the matrix. We're now 32 days down from the historic election. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. We just kicked off another transmission. My friends, we are historically, culturally, spiritually, economically, militarily, 2 seconds from midnight on the doomsday clock. And war's never going to happen until it happens. You're never going to get cancer till it happens. You're never going to have a heart attack till that aorta blows or your heart seizes up. You're never going to be in a car wreck till you drive through the green light and somebody runs it and T-bones you. Your wife, your husband, your kids are bleeding to death in front of you. I don't bring up the negative aspects of this world, the painful aspects of this world, because I celebrate them. I bring them up because I want to mitigate and banish them as much as we can. I want to bring light into the world, not deception. I want prosperity. I want justice. I want innovation. And I thought everybody else wanted that. You know, most of the common people around this world, no matter what color their skin are, want basic justice and a better future for their children than they had. That's what unifies us. We're one species. We're one race. But different breeds, different variants. But we've all survived as a species on this planet, and we are the sum travails and adventures and tumultuous, freebooting, legendary past that is reality. We are the sum of our ancestors and all of their struggles. And everything the social engineers do is to cut us off from our ancestors and from that past and those histories. Because if we can be cut off from that, we are cut off from ourselves and from our collective intellect and who we are. And if you don't know who you are, you don't have a hope in this world. And instead, they're giving us false myths of who we are. Innovation now is reducing the language and finding offense in all things and being catatonic basket case lunatics. That's a rear guard action of the globalists that have stolen the future, stolen civilization, and are now giving us a distorted version of an artificial construct. Humans separate themselves from the animals in many ways, but one of the chief is we build our own environment. We use tools and change the universe around us. We innovate. Whales didn't launch jet aircraft into the air or plumb the secrets of the atom. Whales didn't paint Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers. Whales did not create the symphony that is Beethoven's genius, as magic as whales are. The divine spark given by God to his creation, made in the image of the creator of reality, of the universe, of consciousness. Imagine the hills that creator climbed. Imagine the roots of that creator. Now wishing to re-experience its own genesis. Recreating it here. On this solar system, on this planet, in this galaxy. And you say out of billions and billions and billions and hundreds of billions of galaxies that they've now photographed and chronicled and named in many cases, they've given them all numbers. As we stare out into infinity, as we stare out in many cases at galaxies that don't even exist anymore, and then you ask yourself, do we come from the divine when the evidence is written in the firmament of the night sky? Think about that. And then you see how far we've fallen. There's a lot of news to cover today. And I don't celebrate people's ignorance. I point it out so that we can not go down the same road again and again. You know, they say that a fool learns from experience. Well, they don't really ever learn, do they? But the average person learns from, you know, walking through a field at night without a flashlight, step in a hole, break your ankle, blow your Achilles, whatever. I've been a fool. It's happened to me more than once. Confidence killed the cat. But a wise man learns from other people's mistakes. And yesterday, towards the end of the broadcast, before I handed the baton to Paul Watson, I just mentioned to Congressman Hank Johnson, who thought that Guam, one of the main military base islands the U.S. has in the Pacific, was floating. He's a current congressman, by the way, and would tip over. He said it 4 years ago, and he was very serious. He thought islands float. You know, he thinks rocks and mountains and things like that, they float. And I mentioned that because I thought it was parallel to what other members of Congress were asking the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman a few weeks ago about, can't you just shoot down the Russian airplanes with cruise missiles? That way none of our pilots get hurt. And they go, excuse me, but then they're going to retaliate against us. And they get, but we won't have any pilots in the air. It'll be cruise missiles. There's like an hour-long hearing, and the general keeps looking at him, and like, you know, like a cat looking at a fish in a fishbowl. It's like, really? What are you doing? What are you? Are you a man? Are you a mouse? Are you a goldfish? And then I saw people on YouTube last night. I happened to go to the video of this that was uploaded from the show, and people didn't believe that there was a congressman that said that islands floated. And they also, I noticed, because I read hundreds of the comments, I got fascinated, they were having a discussion. They didn't know why it was wrong to shoot down Russian airplanes with cruise missiles. And they didn't understand there'd be a response back. So they got that Hank Johnson is obviously mentally retarded. I mean, look at him. I mean, he's the thing. That's the globalist. That's who they got rid of Cynthia McKinney and installed as a mentally retarded man, in my view. I mean, I'm very sad for him, but he's obviously mentally retarded. We're skipping this break. This is too important. Yeah, you look at him, I say that's someone who's retarded. You look at Tim Kaine, I say looks like somebody that's a pedophile. Not saying he's a pedophile, just looks like a pedophile. By the way, when I said that yesterday and said it every hour on the hour, in my gut, I said, the media is not going to pick up on this. You know why? Because they put that headline out there. People go, yeah, he does look like one. See, when we say something that's really true, the enemy doesn't attack it. And everything, you know, we say gets attacked one way or the other, except stuff so veritas that they can't handle it. So, before I get to all this news, and believe me, it's incredible today. It's over the top. Let me try to quantify what we're dealing with here. I can play a clip of a congressman talking in the Defense Committee about islands floating. They're not the tips of mountains above the ocean. They're floating. This is what the establishment actually put in office. I mean, in this case, the whole media got behind this guy, and the Democrats and Republicans got behind him to get rid of Cynthia McKinney because she's a smart lady. And under political correctness, because she's black, they'll go, oh, you're patronizing. No, she has a lot of courage. She's a smart lady. You know, like when I say Rand Paul's smart. See, we're not even allowed to have discussions because they put landmines in there to the public so mentally ill, they just hear me compliment the black woman, and I'm not allowed to. Point is, they get rid of this woman that has incredible courage, demonized everywhere. A lot of conservatives are probably listening going, Cynthia McKinney, she's horrible. No, you got brainwashed about her because she was so real. She exposed government kidnapping rings of kids and got Rumsfeld to admit it was going on. She exposed vaccines being deadly and hurting the troops. She exposed all these phony wars. She exposed Barack Obama as even worse than Bush. That's why they ran her out. And they put a guy in that thinks islands are floating rocks. That's even dumber than flat earthers, okay? And then I get up here with the geopolitical, military, basic research. And I'll talk to retired generals or other people or people in former CIA or current, you know, and they sit there and they go, we just can't believe you know all these factoids and stuff, you know, even the brain bugs that our organizations don't. And I'm not bragging. I actually study things. I actually want to know how things work. Most people just want to act like they're informed and have a few things they say to look like they know what's going on. I want to know how the universe works. It's so incredible. But to get back why I'm covering this so much today up front, because it deals with the mindset of the public and what the globalists are targeting, but what they themselves have become, U.S. Army chief threatens war with Russia. Okay, we played that clip yesterday. We're going to play it again. He says, this is going to be as big a war as World War II, and we're being maneuvered into the position, so I just want Russia to know we're ready for war with you, since Russia's having nuclear drills and says they're prepared for war. And the Pentagon demands no-fly zone over Russia, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said, okay, yes, we can shoot down, because they're telling him in the longer clip, well, listen, so our pilots don't get hurt, can't we just shoot them down with cruise missiles? And the general goes, yeah, but then we'll have to go to war with Russia, they're going to retaliate. And then and Republicans and Democrats for like an hour go, but because they all want a war, that's what real patriots do, you know, you go start a war, especially when you're in the wrong. And they go, but we've got thousands of shipborne launched and aircraft launched cruise missiles in the area. We'll shoot down all the Russian planes. And the chairman keeps looking at him going, yeah, we'll have to go to war with Russia. So I don't have the authorization for that. So you're telling me, and basically Obama has given the order 4 years ago, and they're still giving it, to shoot down any aircraft in the air, including Russia. And the military keeps not following the order because they want the order, attack Russia. Attack Russian aircraft. And you know what? I think if they get that order, they'll probably do it. From the commander-in-chief, even though he's not the commander-in-chief and they shouldn't. But that's the point we've gotten to with they're not even operating one-dimensional. One-dimensional. They're not even at the level of checkers, folks. They're not at the level of kindergarten connect the dot. And when I say that, I don't mean that to insult them. I mean literally. They think islands are floating. They think you shoot down a couple hundred Russian aircraft. The first one you shoot down, Russia's going to run to the UN. And there's going to be all sorts of sanctions and flipping out. The second one you shoot down, Russia's going to tell you, we're going to fire our hypersonic missiles that go 4,000 miles an hour at your ships launching aircraft the next time you enter the airspace, the next time a missile enters. Then more missiles enter. Russians attack with conventional ship killers, knocking out a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean. Then, more attacks on Russian bases. Next, the Russians roll into Europe. NATO has said they will launch short-range and intermediate-range nuclear weapons onto those armored columns coming into Eastern and Western Europe. Boom! ICBMs get launched by Russia or by the U.S. Everybody's dead. Okay? And you cannot shoot down the Russian aircraft in a sovereign country they were invited into on their doorstep while they're fighting Al-Qaeda, murdering Christians by the hundreds of thousands. You can't do it! Just because George Soros thinks he's Jesus Christ doesn't make him Jesus Christ. And by the way, I purposely did not use the Lord's name in vain. You people are damned to hell. I love how the Baptists and everybody else who I was brought up by, you know, they won't get upset about the abortuaries. I'm not singling out Baptists and everything else. And they all, you know, what do you call bottle openers for beer? You call them church keys for Baptists. Oh, they'll all, you know, hen pecky about drinking beer or whatever while they're the biggest drunks around. Oh, but if you say GD, that's taking the Lord's name in vain because some preacher said. No, that means God is going to damn these people to hell. A curse is when you call for God to be destroyed and say the devil is better than God. People don't even know what they're talking about. I'm so sick of all these ignorant morons. We are run by a country of people that think islands float and that you and preachers that think if you say someone should go to hell. I know I shouldn't judge, and I'm not saying somebody should go to hell, but people that want to destroy our planet and want to murder Christians all over the world, I think are going to hell. And I'll say I hope God sends them to hell. But anyways, I saw people in there not believing that Hank Johnson worries Guam could capsize. That's CBS News, Fox News, congressman who once feared Guam could capsize, compares Jewish settlers to termites. In Quake's wake, Representative Hank Johnson revives claim that Guam could tip over. And that's why we have this hurricane coming in. Matthew, that they said millions of people should evacuate. It killed a bunch of people in Haiti. God rest their souls. We have another member of the media. Ron Allen thinks climate deal is designed to stop storms like Hurricane Matthew. There have always been hurricanes. There's always been cyclones. There's always been tornadoes. There's always been tsunamis. There's always been earthquakes. There's always been volcanoes. Okay? I used to think maybe the guy's just saying that to get idiots, you know, young kids or whatever, to believe, you know, pay carbon tax, there'll be no more tornadoes or earthquakes or anything else. But, man, there's a dust storm, global warming. There's an earthquake, global warming. There's a tsunami, global warming. There's a hurricane, global warming. There's a typhoon, global warming. And mainstream media is saying that Hurricane Matthew is because of global warming, when in the last 50 years, we have been in one of the least busy hurricane systems that we've ever seen in the last 5 years. I mean, it is. You just Google that from the Weather Channel. It's a fact. But still, they're there. I mean, you always read about whole armadas, you know, blown off course, and everybody killed, thousands of sailors because they went into a storm. You know, sailors, storms, ships, they were there before. But this is the magnitude of idiocy. Let's play the congressman, again, to illustrate what we're dealing with here, not knowing that islands are mountains. Here it is.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
The whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over.
Right, that's enough. Now, again, it's only one step from that. You know, 60 IQ, 65, maybe 60. I mean, we're talking dumb. Okay, he wasn't joking. He still believes it, reportedly. To the other congressman, in the hours of footage I've watched, saying, "Can't you just blow up the Russians? Can't you just..." Well, no, our treaties say we can, and our military gave the Russians the intel to help take out the targets, and they'll attack us back, and then that starts a nuclear war. But they go, but we have pilotless weapons. No one will be hurt. Yeah, until they get out of the theater.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost for data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth.
The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Okay, I just spent the last 25, 30 minutes just getting into the abject, dumbed-down level of the public and the arrogance and the delusional behavior that goes on. I'm not going to get back into U.S. Army chief threatens war with Russia. We played the clip yesterday. Pentagon demands no-fly zone for Russia over Syria after the White House orders them to basically push that idea, which will then mean war with Russia. Russia is engaged in World War III drills with 40 million people taking part in that. And according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, no-fly zone would require a war with Syria and Russia. That is a close quote. Okay? Now, there's all this other news, but I keep going back to this because it's central, but not just to cover the story mindlessly, to be educated on what we're dealing with. We have members of Congress that think islands float. We can laugh at them all day long, but that's who's been elected to Congress. Then you've got Republicans and Democrats that just keep going for the last few years. Well, why can't we just shoot down the Russian aircraft, General? And they go, because Russia has nuclear weapons and has promised to retaliate. And has retaliated before when the West gets on its borders. I mean, Dick Cheney and George Bush had to back off when they started a war in 2008, remember? A proxy war taking over South Ossetia and Abkhazia. So all this is going on, and then I get this response, oh, you're a Russian agent. I'm not even going to respond to that at this point, okay? If people don't understand, we shouldn't be backing jihadis. We shouldn't be trying to have failed states in Libya and Syria and Egypt. We shouldn't be overthrowing our allies and installing. I was reading today where London has hired a jihadi to teach cultural enrichment who calls for the murder of homosexuals and everything else. It's like Uma Abedin. Who could make it up that her mother's the main author and proponent calling for women to be sexually mutilated? I mean, what? This is the woman Hillary stays in the same hotel room with? Her girlfriend's mother is the top pushing mutilating women's genitals? And then I have to sit there and see all these weird feminist groups clucking and hopping around and, you know, talking all day about how great it is to be for women. And that brings me to our next big piece. Because it's bigger than just Hillary hiring actors. I saw this town hall, and that's why I'm so frustrated, because I'd rather cover one or two stories properly than cover 1,000 improperly. But I remember just seeing a clip of this town hall yesterday and going, that's completely fake. That's produced. And then it gives, and if I just go with my gut, then I can move on and just keep making all the right decisions. Because if I pull back and go, why do I know that? Then the headache happens, because then, okay, number one, that crowd looks completely fake. How do you know that? Approximation. I can see how they're spaced out, laid out in quadrants, not even properly done. I can then look at how everyone has certain dress, certain unity of the crowd, the demographics of the crowd, the lighting. I can see that it's shot in the highest level HD, perfectly lit. Again, my subconscious brain, hundreds of times more powerful than my conscious, can see the fact that clearly there's lighting change differences and different sequences that have been shot. And the whole thing clearly has been highly produced. Let's just boil it down. Boom. Highly produced, totally fake, done to make her look like a rock star with all these, you know, beautiful movie stars with her. The lighting all done perfectly, but then added blurs put on the lenses to make it then look fake on top of that sophisticated hammered crap. So, I see this, boom, get a headache, because I won't just go with my gut. That's fake. No, never go with your gut, even though it's always right. Let's analyze it. And I'm watching it, and then I get angry. I move on, I forget about it. Boom, get up this morning. Confirmed. Hired actors. And by the way, you can go through most of the crowd. Again, all we can do with HUMAT is analyze the one girl. But you can go through the entire crowd. We just have her name so we know, because they were so arrogant. This is one of their blind spots. They're still operating like we wouldn't look up the fact that she is a highly successful young actress who's been in movies, TV shows, you name it. And and that the whole thing was scripted and completely fake. Just like we knew that it was the former Bush administration official, you know, mid-level, you know, saying to Trump, why is it you hate women so much? We're tired of you, and the perfect swagger and how she said it. Everybody said, boom, look into that lady. That looked really, really polished. Boom, fake again. This is even more fake. The whole thing is fake. A huge production where they just wheel Hillary in to sit there like the queen with everyone looking at her like the great goddess of knowledge that will deliver us into Valhalla. You're no goddess, my sweetie. Unless you're Kali, perhaps. Fake Hillary. Clinton takes questions from child actor. Corporate media regurgitates footage. In fact, this should be red-linked. This should be tweeted out. Disaster for Hillary. It's all how we phrase it, and it should be. Disaster. Hillary caught using child actors to attack Trump. That's the real headline. I want to say something else just so you understand where I'm coming from. Not to brag, but so everybody gets in the real game-winning mindset here. I was given. Some of these have never before been seen. These were captured by, let's just say, multinational intelligence agency. I'll just tell you, NATO. Showing Al-Qaeda / ISIS making captured troops they're about to execute eat human flesh as a person is chopped up on a table so that they believe that will send their souls to hell. Oh, you're supposedly good Muslims like us, but we want to send you straight to hell before we kill you in a mass grave and chopping people's heads off. And a bunch of this we haven't even shown you. In fact, we've got even more than what WorldNet Daily's got. But I knew Dr. Corsi has such gravitas and 3 number one New York Times bestsellers and all the sources in the Middle East, and he's the one that exposed a lot of this, so he deserves this intel. He'll do a better job with it. He has more gravitas on that area than I do. I don't even have the staff or crew to be able to do the proper job because they're not international experts in the Middle East who live there for off and on, you know, a decade. So I told the sources, I said, just go ahead and give that to Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's now going to do a 5-part series. The second is out today. See Hillary's Libyan jihad atrocities. Let me explain something. No one else in media acts like that and behaves like that except Matt Drudge. If we've got the truth and a weapon that is more powerful fired through the ocular vision of Dr. Corsi, I'm telling you, I keep telling plenty. If someone shows up better than me at any aspect, I'm going to put them front and center because I want to win. This isn't about being a big shot, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get back to this in a minute. It's about understanding the globalists are out to get us. They're not out to conquer us to build a better civilization because we're a bunch of, you know, miscreants or whatever. They're not here with Kipling's, you know, white man's burden, which was bad enough and became exploitive, but they actually meant well. This is a hate letter to humanity. This is horrible, evil, wicked people that, notice Hillary surrounds herself with ugliness. And then this is a sign of the psychopathic behavior. This is what they're into. Okay, that's why she always uses cute little sweet little girls, the image of innocence, because it's what she isn't. It's what she's the furthest from. She's a 180. And they've really exploited this little girl. There's a gentleman, a reporter, does a lot of great work who broke it down with the Spangled newscast. And I'm going to play it here, but CNN, quote, carried the full 5 minutes. That means the full, find my article with all the video links. That's the full fake production. Oh, did you hear she had a town hall? Yeah. It was 5.5 minutes long, and they played a few other clips throughout the day. This is the, let's go back to the town hall. That was produced a day earlier. And that's what's crazy is I've sent reporters and I've analyzed the raw footage. We've shown it to you at different events she's at around the country. And when she's having convulsions and stuff, everybody's kind of like in on it and knows. And they're like very proud to be covering it up. And then, oh, Hillary's going to be behind closed for 45 minutes or an hour. And then she comes out looking like she just got run over by a train. I mean, I'll hand it to her. She gives speeches after having full grand mal seizures. And they're sticking, you know, plastic spoons in her mouth. I mean, you know, she's going through some hell right now with that growing brain tumor.
where it is. So here's CNN, in on whole fake productions. Oh, but there wouldn't be a rigging of his microphone, Donald Trump's, which they now admit they did. No audio to the crowd. Some people 30, 40 rows back couldn't hear anything. No audio from Donald Trump. And he's really uncomfortable. Imagine, he doesn't want to say, hey, my mic's not working. Imagine, you go up to give a speech. She's there. She's booming out of the crowd. You're not being heard. Okay, well, you're Donald Trump. You can readjust. All of a sudden, you're being interrupted. Okay, well, I was against the Iraq war. No, you weren't, Lester Holt says. Hillary, no, you weren't. Debate Commission comes out and says, yeah, actually, there was no audio to the crowd, and his audio, for some reason, was being faded down, up and down to the TV viewers. I mean, I could hear it. I was like, half the time, and I knew how to just fade it down, where he sounded like he was this little whispering weakling. So there wasn't anything personal about his voice to you. And they rigged the polls, and they rigged the Google, and they rigged. I mean, it's ridiculous. Any person with half a brain would say, obviously, if I don't like the establishment, this is who we should go with. Oh, but no, the average public, they don't actually want to overthrow the aristocracy and create a new future for humanity based on the Renaissance, the New Atlantis. They just want to be the aristocrat. That's why when the elites are trying to buy me off, they go, well, look, you can go ahead and join us. We'll make you real rich. And I'm like, you don't understand. I don't want to be you. I want the best humanity can be. That's what I believe in. I'm a fan of humanity. I'm a fan of man. And then people go, oh, that's from the devil's advocate. You're the devil. No, that's another Hollywood lie. The devil is the opposite of a fan of man. The devil hates man because we're made in the image of his creator. We're his boss. He knows it. That's why the globalists act like this. They hate productivity and prosperity and unity and strength and honor and will and courage and duty. They have the best we've got go out and do incredible things militarily, horrible things in many cases, but then they hate them the most because they absolutely fear this great male example of a focused soldier. And they dress up all their crimes to sell it. They dress up all their crimes in the foliage of liberty, in the foliage of strong, virile men, and God's energy and force to build and to procreate, to pollinate. They're at war with life. People say, why do they attack the family? Because they're at war with life, because their father is a worshiper of death. Not death. Death is an aspect of God's creation. Death is the tilling of the soil. But the devil fashions himself to be death because perhaps stranger eons, even God could die. Death is the only godly aspect the devil can actually manifest because the devil doesn't want to give any creation to man, even though the devil can't create and can only steal what man creates. And then can only twist it. So we know the little name of the girl that's in movies and TV shows and everywhere. And then she goes up with a script with all these other scripted people and looks at Hillary like she's the Messiah. The article's on InfoWars.com. It should be the top story in the country. But it should be Hillary devastated by news that she has child actors. And let me tell you, I can look at these other kids and I can look at the fake sincerity. And mommy having them, you know, in the acting classes since they were two, because that's mommy's ticket to getting some money and getting out of the trailer and all the rest of it. I mean, I can take one approximation. Boom. Actors. Actresses. Boom. Boom. Hell, they got her being interviewed by an actress on the stage with Webster Hubble's daughter. They're using actors. Of course they are. Hillary Clinton has been caught in yet another staged fake town hall style question-answer exchange, this time with a child actor who was planted. And I know they even use a small crowd because they know she doesn't have big crowds. Everybody's already aware of that, but also because it's hard to get more actors. And a lot of them then, if you get too big a crowd, some of them might be patriots recording it, showing it's fake. And it turns out her father is a Democratic operative. And they were so proud of their little daughter. They thought no one would notice. They thought no one would be aware of it. They thought no one would understand it. Turns out he's for gun ban. Turns out he's for open borders.
They're all a bunch of actors. We're going to come back and play her from CNN. You know, they say that I say nobody died at Sandy Hook. What I've said, and the debates we've held looking at both sides, is Anderson Cooper did blue screen. He turns his nose, disappears. The kids are going in circles in and out of the building like it's a drill. Nothing matches up. That's all I said. And these people have been caught staging so much stuff, who knows? Aurora, that was staged. And that takes an hour to get into, but that was staged. Let me just give you one little niblet of information on that front. The supposed shooter was in a super secret, above top secret DARPA brain interface program with the CIA, MIT, and NASA, and his father wrote one of the top algorithms. I could go on for about an hour, but Aurora was staged. Just like Sirhan and RFK. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play you this clip of the child actress right out of Wag the Dog worshiping at the altar of Hillary Rodham Clinton. This should devastate the witch if we get the information out.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Oil spill, air pressure, nothing at the store. What are you going to do when a zombie's at your door? Or new mana, run organically. American made, just for you. Food stores don't love to eat. Yum!
While you were sleeping, they came and took it away.
Mike Pence just tweeted a video that we're posting to InfoWars.com right now of Hillary Clinton a few years ago saying, I don't like emails because you can't hide them from investigators. We have this criminal even openly bragging. But again, the public gets overwhelmed by that, and they won't prosecute her. So we need to just go right to the public and say, look, she's using little kids, feeding them lines about how they've been hurt by Donald Trump. It's like the Jewish family with their Jewish kid going,
and he doesn't like Jews. His kid's like 4 years old. He wants to hurt Jews. I mean, it's just despicable. It's despicable using children like this. So Hillary caught using a little child. Huge controversy. This should destroy her. But we're so used to them lying to us. We're so used to the actors. We're so used to it. It's like, oh, big deal. I'm getting to that in a moment. I want the story red link. Steve did a great job covering it when nobody else was. But we need to make a huge deal. The headline isn't strong enough. It's like, we need, oh, by the way, we tend to not talk about our successes enough because you need to know how successful you are. I told Roger Stone last week, I said, I think we'll have five people by next Sunday. And I was talking to him Sunday on air, well, before the show. He's about to go on with David Knight. I said, I think you'll have the Clintons confronted five times in the next week. Well, it's happened in New York. It's happened in Colorado and now Ohio. Bill Clinton is a rapist. The woman holds up a T-shirt with it written on it. So I get what she's saying. Have it on a T-shirt. She couldn't get the shirt in time delivered. So she improvised, and she did it in front of Bill Clinton's face. And even though it went out on local news, it did go national. She gets $5,000. But this is a whole nother area. We got to check. Have we checked the Stop Rape at InfoWars.com? Have any of these people contacted us yet? Because every day I ask in the morning, and then no one contacts. So you'll explain during the break. Good. That's one more thing I forgot to get to. Because we're going to get these people on the show. The guy from New York, the guy from Colorado, this lady, great job. I want to get them all on the show because it causes a cascade. My budget's only $200,000. Other people are going to do it, and it'll force it. It's not infidelity. It's rape. So we've got that clip. But before I get to this other clip, they pointed out, how are you going to pay $100,000 in prizes if you don't sell any shirts? Get the Bill Clinton rape shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. The Hillary for President shirt is about to be history. We have the Hillary Lock Her Up limited edition as well that shows the Gadsden snake coiled around Hillary. That's a limited edition. We have DNA Force, which is the amazing over-the-top. It's everything. It's a nootropic. It's the dirt, you know, the garbage out of your cells with the BioPQQ, the CoQ10, all of it. It costs over $30,000 a batch just for the BioPQQ with 175 clinical studies behind that alone. Find out why it's so incredible and why it's an amazing deal regularly at $140. It's $103 right now, which, folks, there's not very much profit in this at that cost. I mean, just the BioPQQ, depending on the batch. The low end is $40, sometimes $55 a bottle. In the bottle has that much BioPQQ. I mean, nobody does this. This is whopper level, you know, medical grade. I mean, this is a true nutraceutical. This is what the elite take, is similar compounds, similar formulas that they get from doctors. InfoWarsLive.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And, quote, I'm not saying this is a drug. This is from Mother Nature. It's better. What I'm saying is now the big high-end clinics, they push the highest quality nutraceuticals. Well, we've just gone out and done even better, but for a third of the price or less. DNA Force, 23% off. We have a lot of other specials running as well. We've introduced our new probiotic. We believe the very best out there. It's simply amazing. It ships to you with a cooler pack to keep it cool. But it keeps most of its quality even when it gets heated up. Try to keep it cool. Biome Defense. It is available at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Sign up for AutoShip. Get free shipping. A lot of other specials. You make it all possible. Thanks for your support. We'll be back with the video of the little girl, the actress. This is huge.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time. New Manna Storable Food.